This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Hello, Dean. How do I make my work more meaningful, Dean? How do I enjoy it more? How do I motivate myself? How do you like my British accent? Were you convinced that someone else was talking? Probably not, because I'm not so sure that my British accent is very good. I don't know, you tell me. Now let's dive into the topic of today's episode. If you hate your job, if you don't find it meaningful, and you're not motivated at work, what do you do? Well, I'll tell you what to do. Hi, it's Dean. I'm back. All right, today's topic. How do you find meaning and motivation at work if you hate your job? How do you do that? In this episode, I'll share with you a 1-2 punch, a 2-step process that you can implement right now to make yourself more motivated, to motivate yourself, to boost your motivation, and to make the work that you do more meaningful. If you don't have those two things at work, you're not going to be loving life, to put it mildly. If you're not motivated at work, you can't be productive. If you're not motivated at work, you can't be focused. You can't produce. You're not going to be able to maximize your abilities. You're not going to be able to maximize the skills that you have if you're not motivated. Now, if you don't find your work meaningful, well then, you're not going to be fulfilled. You're not going to enjoy it. You're not going to find a sense of fulfillment and purpose from the work that you do. So how do we fix that? How do we make it so that you can be motivated, so you can put your skills to use, so you can find meaning, so you can find fulfillment? How do we make that happen? Now, let's start with the motivational aspect of it. Now, there are two broad forms of motivation. There's extrinsic motivation, and then there is intrinsic motivation. Well, now, to put it very simply, extrinsic motivators are things like they're carrots, basically, that your boss dangles in front of you, like a paycheck, right? You could think about it in terms of, hey, you know, if I don't go to work and I don't produce and I'm not productive and I don't do this job well, then I could get fired. That's a motivator. It's not a good one, but it's a motivator. A paycheck, that's a motivator. If you're only doing the job for the money, okay, that's one way to approach it, but wouldn't it be even better if you got paid and you felt good about the work that you were producing? Now, if you feel like you're only doing it for the money, then that's only short-term motivation and it's not going to feel good because you feel like you have to do it. But if you can set up some goals for yourself, now this is how to make your work more motivating. If you want to motivate yourself at work, if you want to boost your motivation, the first step is to think of it as a stepping stone to something greater, right? So this assumes that you have a greater ambition in mind. So if you, for example, are just getting into the professional world, or you just took an entry-level position, or you've been stuck at a job at a company that you don't like forever and you're not moving, well, it's likely because either A, the company is not conducive to promotions, or you haven't set up some goals for yourself. You don't have any ambitions, any ideals, any visions for yourself to move toward. And that can cause stagnation. It can cause boredom. it can cause lack of motivation. Now, if you set up an ambition for yourself and you look at the job that you have right now that you may not like as a stepping stone to that greater ambition, right? You're at a job right now you don't like, but you like the company, for instance. But in your ambition is to become an executive at that company or the CEO of that company. Now you have an ambition. Now you have a goal in mind and you have a vision in mind that you have chosen. Not one that other people have chosen for you, because that's huge. If somebody else chooses a goal or a reward for you, it's not going to motivate you. But if you choose the reward, if it's self-imposed, then you will be motivated because you are in control. And that's a huge element. That's a need. It is a human need for us to be in control of certain aspects of our lives. And your goals should be one of them. And so if you can set a high level ambition, a goal for yourself, and then envision that and think about it, then you will see the job that you currently hold that you may not like, that you're not motivated about, as a stepping stone to something greater. Look at the work that you're doing right now as a way for you to build experience, to skill up. Not something useless, not something that you don't, that isn't going to help you in any way. It is. It's a stepping stone. It's building up your professional muscles so that you can become strong enough to really crush it when you're ready for that ambitious role of yours. And you think about that ambitious role and you think about, hey, I'm doing this today. I may not like it. I got to call these clients and I need to sell them and pitch them on this product. Okay. That might not be fun for you, but what if you think about it as, hey, I'm doing this and I may not like it right now, but man, I know that the more I do this, the better I'm going to become at communicating, the better I'm going to become at sales, the better I'm going to become at bringing in revenue for my company and showing that I can really crush it, that I am worth the position that I want, that I am valuable enough. I am an asset, an indispensable asset, a linchpin to this company, and I deserve to move on up. Right? And you can move to the next position until you reach your ideal position, the one that you want, right? And then you set up another stepping. So you look at that as a stepping stone to maybe something else. The key is for motivation is to put a self-imposed reward on there for yourself. Not one that somebody else chooses, but one that you choose. And if you can do that, then you will be more motivated. And the whole idea here is to choose a reward for yourself, to look at your current circumstance as a stepping stone to the reward that you want, your ideal outcome. You get what I'm saying? So that's step one. Step two has to do with meaning. How do you make your work more meaningful? Now, a great way to do this is to think about how you're helping the people that your company serves or that your business serves or that your role serves. For example, whenever I lack motivation or meaning, one thing that I like to do is I've got this file filled with my favorite fan mail that I've received from listeners and readers. And anytime I'm just not feeling good, not feeling energetic, I lack the enthusiasm, I don't feel like it, or if I just need some creativity, I'm not feeling creative, or some, just things get mundane, it happens for everybody, I crack that bad boy open and I read some of that. I read some of those emails and I read some of those letters from people that are telling me about how listening to me has helped them improve their lives, turn their lives around. And just it's actually touching and it hits me on an emotional level. When I read those emails, it changes the way that I approach my work. I approach it with more reverence, more respect, and it gets me going. And so I do that by thinking about, I make more meaning for myself. I make my work more meaningful by thinking about how I'm helping people, the work that I do, and how it impacts other people in a positive way. And you can do the same thing. You can think about, hey, the role that I currently have right now, whatever job that is, how does that impact the end user or the consumer or the client or the customer, right? How are you helping somebody? Because usually if you have a job, it's because it serves somebody, right? So think about how your role, your job is serving somebody. And not on a broad level either. There was a study that I read about in a book, I believe it was called Give and Take by Adam Grant. And in the book, he outlines how, you know, these people at these call centers, and what they were doing was basically just, it was kind of mundane. They felt like they weren't as productive as they could be. They were basically going in there, calling people and asking for money, for donations for this nonprofit that they worked at. And what he found was, is that if he put a picture of one of the kids or the people that that nonprofit was helping and a story about how they specifically, that employee and the donations that they were able to gather to solicit, how that helped that child specifically, right? Give them food, give them clothing. When they did that and they put that picture of that kid and that quick little story of how they were able to help that child inside of their cubicles, individually, different for everybody, a unique story, unique person for each one of the employees, they found that that boosted their productivity and the money that they were able to get for the nonprofit organization, right? The donations, it boosted by some astronomical number, right? Like 38% or something like that. And that just shows, that's an example of the power of being able to do that, of being able to think about how your work helps people specifically. And that's also what I was really getting at when I read through my fan mail. I read through these stories and these letters from people from about how I have helped them specifically. And that's very powerful for me. It really gets my juices going. And so how can you do that? It doesn't have to be huge. It can be something small. It can be something tiny like, hey, you know, when your boss called you and congratulated you because a customer called in and said that, you know, you were helping them the other day and you just went above and beyond. And they brought that product home and they used it and they followed all the instructions that you gave them. And man, it was a game changer. You could think about that. You might even think that, hey, your job is useless. Your job sucks. There's no meaning at your job. Well, there's the old story of a janitor, right? There's two janitors. One janitor works at one school, another one works at another. Now, the janitor at the first school talks about how much he hates his job because he goes into this school, these kids make a mess, and he has to pick up all this trash and this garbage. Right? So he's hating his life. His work is meaningless, he thinks. Now you look at the janitor across the street and he's got a whole different perspective on it, baby. He says, hey, I go in here and I maintain a clean environment because I'm contributing to the learning process for these students. I want to make sure that these kids have a beautiful place to come and learn on a daily basis. I'm helping to make this place better every single day that I come in. His whole perspective is different. He's thinking about how he's helping people. He's not thinking about himself like the other janitor. The other janitor is thinking about how he hates his job because he's got to pick up trash and pick up after these kids every day. The other janitor is thinking about how he's making sure that he maintains a clean and beautiful learning environment. What a dramatic difference. Do you feel me? Huge difference in perspective there. And so that's what I mean by thinking about how you are helping people with the work that you do on a daily basis. So that's the two-step process. If you want to boost motivation, put a self-imposed reward on it and think about the work that you do or whatever specific thing that you're doing as a stepping stone to something greater. To make your work more meaningful, think about how you are specifically having an impact on other people. You'll make sure that you'll have more motivation at work on a daily basis, and you will make your work more meaningful, more fulfilling. And in that way, you'll be going out there every single day and living like you give a damn. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.